The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
This is what John the Baptist proclaimed. One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. On coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open, and the Spirit, like a dove, descending upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Chosen. Think of that word for a moment, chosen. In the today of your life, what does that cause you to think of when you hear the word chosen? For maybe some of the little ones who just started school again this past week, it's the thought of being chosen on the playground for a game. For someone in middle school or high school, the word chosen may be thinking of being chosen for the spring play, or chosen for a particular seat in the band, or chosen for the team. For someone about ready to graduate high school, their hearts could be fluttering towards being chosen for the next step that they're planning, hopefully a particular university or another opportunity in life beyond high school. Chosen. For that college student, it could be maybe as they work hard and everything, and they make all that they can do with their academics and their studies and their activities to be chosen for that dream job. For those of you working for your daily bread and out there in your career or doing things in your community and different things, it may be that thought of being chosen by your boss. Or somebody you're working alongside of who chooses you and acknowledges you and affirms you. Maybe for some of you who have retired and you have the immense blessing of watching your grandchildren grow up and you have your circles of friends out there. Maybe for you it's just that thought of being chosen by one of your grandchildren, or chosen by one of your children to be asked at some moment over a cup of coffee for some words of wisdom, to where you can share your life experiences. Chosen. You see, this is the baptism of the Lord, and we are at the back bookend of the Christmas season. And thanks to you, I had the blessing to go visit my parents this past week for 5 days. Father Mike took the octave and visited his parents. And many of you know my mother had a particular surgery. I know this is live stream, so I don't want to blast it all out over the live stream. But it was a surgery that was rather serious in nature. And so for me, when I think about being chosen, is my sister picking up the phone and saying, "Richard, you're chosen. Come spend some time with mom and dad." And I was like, yeah, what an honor. But to take it a little further and think that I was actually chosen in a way as my parents were chosen to raise me as a little one and be there to help me when I was first starting to walk, and all their concerns that were in their heart before I could speak, when I had to be fed. There I was with my mom, chosen for that moment, to be able to help and be there at her side when she had to get up and walk with the physical therapist or the different things. And that heart of a son, and I know my mom had the courage and the strength, but the heart of a son to be worried and concerned about, "I don't want mom to fall. And I'm chosen here to be at her side." I also think about those 5 days of being chosen and watching the series, The Chosen. Got a few laughs out there because some of y'all may be seeing the series The Chosen. I'd heard about it. But there I am with my parents sitting there, and I'm like, hey, Mom, they don't watch a whole lot of TV and stuff. They don't even have a TV. But I have my little iPad. And I said, hey, Mom, you want to watch The Chosen? She's like, what's that? I said, it's a series that's out. It's about the life of Jesus, and it doesn't in any way, shape, or form discount or push away his divinity, but it actually shows aspects of his life with his intimate followers and the people that he met in his life that shows a little bit of his humanity, like his smile and a laugh. And when they caught the multiple fishes and their boats flipping over, Jesus on the shore just kind of giggling, like, look at them go. He said, okay. So for the 5 days, I binged watched The Chosen. We're talking two seasons and 16 episodes. And no, this is not a Chosen commercial or infomercial. And I take no credits for it online if it's out there. But it's a great thing. And what's so good about that, it's they even say at the beginning, they're not trying to say we're scripture, we're it. This is exactly the way it happened in the life of Jesus. But they're leading people to reflect and meditate on Jesus in the scriptures and how it may have been. And most importantly, where they helped me, a priest, was to reflect on how I've been chosen. You've been chosen. You see, in the gospel day, Jesus went into the waters of the Jordan. He did not need to be baptized. He took all of sinful humanity into that water and buried it. And as he stepped in the River Jordan, he made every single baptismal font in the world where people are baptized in his name, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he made it, the water, holy. So a priest friend of mine who I studied with, who was baptized in a garbage can in Afghanistan before going into the war, that water in the garbage can in Afghanistan in the middle of the desert was holy because Jesus in his humanity made it holy. And he took you and me and all the baptized, his chosen people in his sacred heart into that moment. Through our baptism, we died with Christ. And in our baptism, we rose to what? New life in Christ. Chosen. To think that when the Heavenly Father saw Jesus, his only begotten Son, for he so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son not to condemn the world but to redeem it, the sky ripped open. I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters in Christ, if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, we can move mountains, and our beloved God can rip the roof off this church, and he can open up the sky, and the Holy Spirit can come. And it happens regardless of whether we see it or not. The fire falls. The Spirit comes. And our Heavenly Father looked at Jesus and said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Do you know what your baptism? And thank you, Mom and Dad, if you're watching online, they could be very well. Thank you for having me baptized 10 days after I was born at Our Lady of Mercy in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for that. But when you were baptized, that the sky ripped open and the Heavenly Father looked down, and the same cry of the Father for you and me came out and said, this is my beloved daughter. This is my beloved son. This is my beloved adopted daughter. This is my beloved adopted son in whom I am well pleased. That's why the opening prayer is talking about may we, as followers of Jesus Christ, by virtue of our baptism, continue to be well-pleasing to our Father. Chosen. I remember being in the Jubilee year. It was February 2nd, 2001, standing in St. Peter Square. Saint Pope John Paul II was about ready to close the holy doors. I was there with a bunch of other seminarians. We came all the way over from the United States. We were standing there right by the obelisk. I had a religious sister right in front of me, right there. All of a sudden, John Paul II came out. It had been drizzling and raining all morning. We didn't care. We didn't care. We were soaking it up. It's a Jubilee year. The graces of the Jubilee year. We're about ready to start celebrating the 50th anniversary of our diocese. We're talking about a 2,000-year Jubilee year. Graces. And as soon as John Paul II stepped in front of his chair, right when he stepped in front of his chair, the dark clouds and the sky and the rain parted, the sky opened, and a beam of sunlight shined right on the man. And the religious sister in front of me goes, in Italian, obviously, "Did you see that?" Her eyes were huge, and I'm like, "Yeah." It was a little wink from heaven, but what came to my mind was this, and my heart was this. This is my beloved adopted son, in whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him. And by the way, he lived his life, and he showed his love for the young people and all people after having suffered a ton growing up in Poland. He didn't need to speak. His life spoke. That spoke volumes to me. Here's the reality, brothers and sisters in Christ. This is the bottom line. This is the take it home, pack it up, put it in your lunchbox for Monday, Wednesday, Friday, whatever you need. This is the take home. If you and I just cling to one word this whole week, chosen. To wake up in the morning and put our feet on the ground and just say, chosen. The Heavenly Father looks at me and he's chosen me today to be his messenger, to go out into his world, to bring his good news. Chosen. Chosen, like Zacchaeus was chosen from the tree and stood on his feet and showed Jesus the way to his house. Chosen, like the paralytic on his mat, and Jesus said, "Stand up and walk," and his legs became erect, and he could stand, and he stood up, and he could walk. Chosen, as Peter was in his boat seated, and Jesus said, "Stand up and follow me," and he stood up and followed me. Chosen, as our mother Mary, who was a teenager in Nazareth, who the Gabriel came to him and chose her, and she said yes, and she went to Ein Kerem. Chosen, as Mary Magdalene, in the depths of her sorrow and suffering, "Can anyone forgive me?" God chose her and said, "Stand up and walk." We too, my brothers and sisters in Christ, are chosen. Chosen, and it's my hope that we will go out there, myself included, after this encounter with Jesus. It cannot be the same. It can't be the same old check the block and that's it. Let our hearts be moved. If you feel like this guy's nuts and it's online, he's going nuts. John the Baptist was nuts. He was standing on the riverbank saying, "He's here, behold the Lamb of God." In a moment, I'm going to say that. Not because I'm worthy of it, but I will hold up the broken Lord and say, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Blessed are those. Chosen are those. And you are those. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Chosen. If you know you've been chosen, if you hope you can have a greater desire to understand you've been chosen, if this whole thought of being chosen moves your heart, stand up. Stand up. You're chosen. Stand up. Stand erect. Stand up. And we are going to renew our baptismal promises. We do that every Sunday with a creed. But I'm going to say it from my heart. And all you got to do is just say, I do. But like never before, let this I do mean something. Let this I do move your heart. Let this I do convince you, convict you. And if you're already there, good for you. But let it convict us all the more that we've been chosen to be his messengers in these times. We've been chosen for these times. We've been chosen for however difficult for these times. You've been chosen to be a parent. You've been chosen to be a grandparent. You've been chosen to be a young person. Chosen. I do is your response. Do you reject Satan and all his empty works and all his empty show? Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died and was buried, rose again from the dead, and is seated at the right hand of the Father? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life? Do you believe in the one holy Catholic and apostolic church? Do you believe in the resurrection of the dead and life everlasting? This is our faith, my brothers and sisters in Christ. We are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus our Lord, because by his grace, we've been chosen.